Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome back to Word on the Streets with the amazing Keith Fletcher and yours truly, Extraordinaire. Friends, we are excited and happy to be back with you on this brand new Monday. What's up, my brother? How are you today?
Man, I'm well. Yeah, I'm excited about today, man. What's going on, Extraordinaire? What's going on?
Man, it's all good. It's all good, man. We have a fantastic guest in the house tonight. I know you feel as I do. I can't wait for him to come on and just communicate to us, Word on the Street family, and to his family out there in the great town of Leesville High School, Jesuit High School out in New Orleans, and the folks who still love him at LSU. Can't wait to have him come on. But my brother, I need to find out, man, I saw you with your dog on Facebook the other day. What's happening with your dogs, man? What's going on?
Oh, man, I got to get Nate growing and stuff. Like I said, they just got out of heat, and she just got over a heat. So that was a work right there, trying to keep them separated, but they looking good, man. They growing, they looking good. They are training well, so just excited about that. By August this year, they'll be having the puppies. I'm gonna go ahead and breed them starting August. They're gonna add two more to the kennel. We got black, then we're gonna have gray, then we're gonna have a brindle one coming. So we're gonna have some fun with this. Yeah, we're gonna have fun with this.
Now, are any of those puppies gonna be up for sale?
Oh yeah, they're gonna be up for sale, man. I'm gonna keep me a couple, man. So start the kennel more, but yeah, they're gonna be up for sale. Yep, they're gonna be up for sale, man. The colors will come out. The black, we can't wait. The black ones come out. Everybody like the black ones. So give me a full black one. Give me a male and from Zeus. You know, it's had it. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, my brother, what's been going on in my life, in my world. I've been listening to a lot of motivational speech, as I usually do. And also, as you know, when Word on the Street family know, I've been on this ride, and I'm still on this ride, about positive affirmation. Because what I'm trying to do, not trying, what I am doing right now in my world, in my life, is rewriting those negative things that I didn't have control of before in the past. And I'm writing new programs to put new programs in my thoughts so that I am no longer living in the past, but I'm creating a new reality for me and living in the present moment. But enough about you and I. I know, we know why all of you all are here. Before we get to Ford, man, I almost forgot.
You gonna give it
if
to
anybody
give it
out there, anybody out there who want to call in, come on, y'all. Get your cell phone out. Write this number down because I'm sure you will want to call in and ask Michael Ford a few questions. You may have some thoughts in your head that you thought you knew, but maybe you may discover you really don't know. Whatever, I don't know, but whatever it might be, our call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. If I talk a little fast, I'm going to give it to you one more time. The call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. And one more thing, Fletcher, word on the street family.
Yes, sir.
Leedsville High School, Jesuit High School, LSU, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, Oakdale, Dallas, Houston. I want y'all to listen to this interesting fact before Ford come on. Out of millions of high school football players, out of millions, let that wrap around your head, only 6 to 7% ever get to play on a college level. Only 6 to 7%. And then on top of that, it's even less that ever play at an NCAA school. Let me throw another statistical fact for everyone. Only 1% of that 6.7% ever stepped foot on an NFL turf and played. Friends, put your heart and hands together because this man is Michael Ford. He's built to last, and he has done all of the above. Come on, y'all. The next person y'all hear going to be Mr. Ford. Michael, are you with us in the house tonight?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here. How everybody doing?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, welcome to the show. Welcome to Word on the Street. Fletcher,
yeah,
we
hey,
are
welcome,
Fletcher
welcome,
and I,
welcome.
We're excited to have you on, man. So what's going on with you, man? You want to just introduce yourself to our family and to your family?
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Name Michael Ford. From Leedsville, played at Leedsville High School, went on from there to play at LSU, went from LSU, played for the Chicago Bears, the Atlanta Falcons, and a little bit in the CFL.
I think we got that title right, built to last. Fletcher, you have any opening questions? You want to ask Mr. Ford?
Yeah, I got a question. You know, I know you know him. People know him as Michael Ford. I'm a bit of a professional. I know him a little personal. I say, you know, when you was a young kid, who was the fastest dude that you knew? You know what I'm saying? Used to outrun you back when you were young in the day.
When I was a kid?
Yeah, you was a kid. You and your brother. You got two brothers, and you was running the street.
I got two older brothers.
And Oakdale, and somebody was always outrun y'all. Y'all couldn't wait to come run against me. You know what I'm saying?
Don't let him lie to y'all.
Yeah, y'all couldn't wait to come. I was a fast one. Y'all could not come down there and beat y'all racing all the time. You don't remember that? You don't remember that? You don't remember you could come down there?
You know,
I almost beat y'all. I forgot. You don't remember that?
Come on now. You know why memory don't keep losses. We only keep wins.
Only keep victories. Let me say this to everybody. Full disclosure, we are all relatives. However, we
correct.
Will have a professional interview with Michael Ford. Brother, we're very proud of you, and I want to say this before I have some questions for you. Your great-grandmother Corrine and Dornia and Tammy,
right,
they are immensely proud of you on top of your loving family of Leesville High, Jesuit High, New Orleans environment, LSU, and I mean all those folks. Folks, I see y'all. I see the numbers beautiful on the switchboard. He love you back, and y'all love him. But I wanted to mention those three people because his great-grandmother, let me tell you, you guys, y'all love Ford because he is a wonderful person. He had a loving grandmother called Corrine Larry. This lady was such a, she was like an angel on earth. She really was.
Correct.
And I know, I believe sincerely in my spirit, heart, and soul, that he's one of her prayers answer on this earth today. But having said that, Ford, I have a question, man, I'd like for you to,
shoot.
I got a lot of questions, but I want you to be able to tell us what motivated you to pursue a career in football?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. Now, this may have been the prayer from Corrine, but when I was a kid, my favorite player was Barry Sanders. I enjoyed Barry Sanders. And from that day when I first seen him run on TV, I wanted to play ball. But they used to ask us in school, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to play football. And they told us, you know, that'll never happen. Change your profession. And from that day forward, my motivation was to never be forgotten. And that stayed with me when that person told me that you can't do it. That only 1% of the people in the world can do that. Choose something else. And from that day forward, I made sure that in my mind, I was always going to do something to be remembered forever.
Did y'all hear that, friends? What he just said was one part of the statistic that I gave you on the opening. Only 1% of that 6.7%. He was one of those 1%. But also, what was your biggest challenges you faced growing up, and how did you overcome them, Michael?
Oh, man, biggest challenge is always it's today and when I was playing. It's still the same. Staying motivated to your goal, because the easiest thing to do is look around you and see other people not doing it. And just you, every day you got to motivate yourself to keep going, because you don't get to see the results. The results happen at the end, but that end may be 6 months, 7 months, a year. So you have to every day fight for 6 months, 7 months, a year to stay motivated and keep seeing that dream in your mind and in your head that it's going to happen. So just every day waking up, believing, just believing, stay believing is, and I would say, oh, man, I broke my collarbone my junior year in high school, and that probably was the biggest thing that I've dealt with, is going from, you know, the top working, seeing your results, and then going, God, wait, what is this? I don't understand this language. I don't understand this. I've worked so hard. I've done what I thought was right, and for it all to look like it's being taken away. But, you know, hindsight, I understand what that was for. That the journey is more important. The process is more important than the result.
Fletcher, you got some questions you want to ask, man, before I, you know.
Yeah.
Y'all know extra. He talk all the time. Quit on, bro.
I had the question. You know, I got two teenage boys. I got one graduating in the same way. He want to be playing football. He want to make it. You know, I always tell him, man, you know, we came up Lake Charles, Louisiana, you know, small town. I live in Texas with a small little town. I would tell him, I said, you got to look past Little Elm. I mean, you got to look past the little towns. You got to look past that to be looking to the next thing. Give me a little insight. How did you overcome looking past, you know, Leesville? You know what I'm saying? How did you look past seeing yourself in that picture? Can you give me some insight on that?
Yeah. So, the greatest analogy I can use is a shark is a phenomenal great white shark is a huge. In the ocean, it grows to its full capacity. But if you put it in the lake, it never reaches its full capacity. But with that being said, our capacity is our mind, our imagination. Long as you live in your mind as big as you want to be, you will make it to wherever you want to make. But if you live to the capacity that you see around you, you would think, oh, I'm not supposed to go that far. Oh, I'm in a small town. You know, wherever my feet is, I still can dream out of it. I still can be present inside of something bigger. And that's always in my thoughts, in my beliefs, in my dreams. I can always be present in that. No matter what is going on around me, I still can find good in it. Because in life, you can't tell me there's bad without good. Everything always has a duality. There's bad, there's good. If there's up, there's down. If there's left, there's right. So if you're telling me, oh, I can't make it out, then you're telling me I can, because there has to be a way out if there is no way. Like, they both, everything has to exist at the same time. So, like you said, everybody out there that's in a small town or feel like, no scouts come to my school, my coach not doing this. No, there's always a way out. You just have to sit down and really, really, really want what you're saying you want. Once you commit to wanting it, that door will open for you.
Yeah, man, great, great answer. Also, a question. Like I said, when you made it all day, Charles, man, you go, you get, you know, LSU. You know, I know you have multiple schools looking at you. I want to speak on that. But when you finally made it also, you know what I'm saying, give us, not sure how that was, you know what I'm saying, how that feeling, that, you know, the accomplishment that, you know, like I said, because I know, like you said, you were looking for the NFL, but when you made it to that stage also, elaborate on that, man, and still trying to push forward with all this competition. You know, because some guys, my son, again, I'm looking at my kids and other kids, you know, they once they get to that place, they plateau out. I've met some kids that get to there, and then, you know, that's it. You know, they don't go no farther. So what was that pulled you? I know I'm asking multiple questions, but made you still look for that dream, still push past?
At the end of the day, you know, being that young kid, my destination was NFL. It wasn't college. So the pull was still pulling me towards the end result. College wasn't the end result for me. You know what I mean? So the motivation still was there, because that voice that we all have, it, you know, the voice that say you ain't good enough, oh, you ain't gonna make it. But also there's another voice. Remember what you committed to. Remember what you said. So you can't look at, you know what I mean? You don't ever want to look at accomplishment as a destination. No, that's not the destination, because accomplishments happen all day, every day. You know, you can't ever look at the accomplishment as a destination. Also, you can't look at being success a destination, because you're successful in multiple things. You want to be successful. That's the process of ongoing that never stops. So I would tell a kid that, like, man, you know, pat yourself on the back, congratulate yourself when you get success, but that ain't the end. There is no destination in this. The destination is retirement and giving back, because each and every one of us, every athlete holds a generation in them that we're supposed to go back and feed the next generation, So that would be my first answer. But the next answer, when I got to LSU, you know, like you said at first, coming from a small town, Leesville, and now going to Baton Rouge, I was a star in Leesville. When I got to Baton Rouge, we got 123 guys on the team. Every last one of them did what I did. Every last one of them had my accolades. So it's a gut punch looking at yourself in the mirror and really asking yourself, am I enough? Can I make it? But also, you know, if you stay looking in that mirror and stay believing, just like before, your wants and your desires, they pop up and they show you the truth. You just got to keep on walking. That light comes.
Yeah. Now, I can, sure, you go ahead, because I can keep going, man. But you go ahead and get to the next one. You're
yeah,
in,
man.
Going
we both are just built that
yeah.
way. We got that built to last. As I said on the onset, full disclosure, we are all relatives. But, Ford, you said a lot of interesting things. But before I ask you my next question, I want to emphasize to the audience and to everyone who's listening, he mention our thoughts, his thoughts, your thoughts, your mind. And friend, on Word on the Streets, to everyone, if this is your very first time listening to Fletcher and I on Word on the Streets, we talk about the power of your thoughts every week. Your thoughts, your beliefs. See, you got to first believe in yourself. And after come belief, then you have to get educated. Because the more you get educated, you strengthen what you believe about yourself in. And after you build up your faith in the area, now you really believe. See, when Michael started out, he really, y'all know I often talk about on this show, we need to have the mind of a child, that imaginary world. We've all been there. We've all been a kid before. Man, and I thought that were nothing you couldn't do. I still see my boys as little kids growing up, and they will fight the enemies. In their mind, they were fighting real enemies, and they were winning. They were bigger and stronger than Superman in their imaginary thoughts. Enforce imaginary thoughts. He truly believed he could run that football. The difference between Ford and most of us, he bought it. He bought that dream. He bought it. Hook, line, and sinker. How do you know extra he bought it? He got receipts. Leesville High, LSU, NFL. That's his receipt. That's how I know he believed. And then when I hear him talk about, he had to renew his mind. He had to keep his mind afresh. He had to fight off when he went to LSU. He said there were guys just like him, equally, maybe even better than him. But he held on to that imaginary world. He truly believed. You see, the only one of our biggest limitations, friends, are our thoughts. Our thoughts talk us into things, and because of lack of knowledge, we don't get all the information, we don't gain the book, we don't strengthen our health, our muscles, our intellect, and because we don't do those things, we get scared, and fear drives us away from all the things we dreamed and thought about in our imaginary world.
That you want to live like a warrior and die a legend. What do you mean by that? Well, one of the first qualities of a warrior is courage. You want to live your life from now on with courage. That most people take their talents, abilities, and skills to the grave with them because of lack of courage. And courage is not the lack of fear. Courage is a willingness to do what it is you need to do, what you are called to do, in spite of the fear. You don't want to live a fear-driven life because you're depriving yourself, your family, and the world that you came here to do something. That's why we're told constantly in the book of life, be of good courage.
So, Ford, my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, what lesson did you learn from playing football in high school that you still carry with you today?
Ooh, I like that one. I like that one. The lesson you just said, the biggest limitation in life are what you believe. Your beliefs work for you or against you, no matter what, because they're just as real as what you say they are. If you believe you can do it, you can do it. If you believe you can't do it, you can't do it. There is no, and, you know, people might laugh at this, but talent, God gives us. Skill sets, that's what we work on. when you get in a room full of talented people, they don't say, oh, that guy's talented. No, they say that guy's skilled. Skill is your belief set and your courage at work every day after what you believe in your mind that's going to come true. So I just from high school, coming from a small town, not seeing many people make it, the belief, the mindset, just to keep on chopping at the tree, and eventually it'll fall.
Man, I tell you what, it's wonderful having you come in and express yourself as well as you're doing. And I certainly hope that folks are tuning in and listening in. We're going to go to a short commercial. After the commercial, we're going to take a couple of phone calls, and then we're going to get back to some Q&A with Michael Ford. I hope everyone is enjoying the show thus far. We're excited to have Ford. We're going to play this commercial, and we will be going to the phone line. So don't go anywhere. Anybody out there who's out there listening in, stay locked in on Word on the Street.
Hello, everybody. We invite you to share Word on the Streets with everyone you know, especially on your social media platform. Also, whenever you're in the Dallas area and you need a place to stay, look no farther than Chanute Palace. I'm talking about a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, front yard, backyard, 2-car garage, and security camera all around. Friends, you deserve the very best. You deserve Chanute Palace. And lastly, you can support us simply by shopping on www.extraspin.shop. Just go over there and get yourself something or get something for someone you love. This is Word on the Streets. Now let's get back to the show.
Let's get back to the show, friends. Not really quite the one I wanted. But anyway, Fletcher, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good, man. Man, some more questions, man. Hey, Mike, you mind me calling you Mike, you know what I'm saying? I call you Mike Ford. I'm saying, you know, Louisiana, I tell my kids that all the time. You know, they say, Daddy, why everybody call you Keith Fletcher? I say, I don't know, from Louisiana, we say the whole name, you know what I'm saying? So Michael Ford and Keith Fletcher, so. But anyway, like I said, man, going through that transition, man, from, you know, high school to college, in the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? What did you, two questions. What did you use to motivate, man? How did it motivate you? And also that mindset of changing, you know what I'm saying? Because you had to change at each level, I guess, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Learning, you know, what you were learning, what you were listening to, because, you know what I'm saying, then the things you were seeing, so... You know, you had to come, because I'm from a small town, and I went through the military. I went to college in the military, and I had to, you know, I had to grow up pretty fast where we come from. So going that transition to going from to that big stage, you know, coming from Leesville, then the LSU, you know what I'm saying, then to the NFL, man, you had to grow up real fast mentally, you know what I'm saying? So give me some knowledge on that, man, for our young kids, man.
Man, some of it, to be honest, some of it was grace. Some of it was hindsight, for sure. Parents, my mom praying, grandma prayed. Like, some of that just was grace. And the rest of it was just kind of, like I said before, it's just a burning desire that you really can't explain it. It's just, the best way to explain it is you ever been around a kid that wants something really bad. He finds so many ways to act you. You don't understand, like, how do you even know how to do this? That desire in you just shows you something. Just keep creating. When this door shuts, it's still going. When this door shuts, it's still going. And best believe, man, like, I've had opportunities where doors shut. Where it don't look like this going to happen. Don't look like that going to happen. Many a days, man, being at LSU, it didn't look like the NFL was possible. Just like I said, man, you're talking about a big-time program. LSU, man, they putting out 40 guys every year that's going to the NFL. You asking yourself, man, whew, how I'm going to do this? But it's like I said, that burning desire, once you keep it, That torch is gonna light.
Give me some examples of what you mean. The door's closed. Give me some examples.
Before you do, Fletcher, we got a caller on area code 337. We'll come back to your question.
Okay.
Area code 337-423. You're on the line on Word on the Street. Do you have a comment, a question for Michael Ford? I guess not. So we'll go on. Going on, Fletcher. Proceed with your question.
Give me an example, like you said, them doors closed. You know what I'm saying? Some of the examples of the things that they had to face being going through the college. You know, they
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
you're going in like when you're ready. You know, you think everything is bad, but when the things start getting a little harder, things start getting a little closer. So give me some examples if you could.
Yeah. So, you know, coming out of high school, you know, you think you're ready. You think you're mature. I said out my whole first year. That's a big shot to your pride to be, oh, man. You know, being in a small town, there's never been an opportunity where I had to sit. Opportunity always knocks. Go a whole year. I mean, you working. It ain't like you come in and you just sitting around. Man, I'm running just like everybody else. I'm lifting just like everybody else. I'm working hard. I'm putting up great numbers. No opportunity. Next year comes, same thing. Like, you know, get a little opportunity here and there. Still pushing, and you just like, wait, where's that thought that I had in my mind? Where's that picture I had in my mind? That picture is not coming up. And what I mean by doors closed, you know, in your own world, you're like, this ain't what I had. This ain't what I imagined. This ain't what I thought it was going to be. So, you feel like that door, the opportunity is closing in your face. But once again, now look in that mirror. Just like you said, you got to create something new. You got to get some new information. You got to create a new you. Because what got you there is not going to keep you there. You got to transform.
Yeah.
We have another caller, area code 469. Do you have a comment or question you'd like to? Let's see. Area code 469, can you hear us? Are you on?
Hello.
Well, one thing about it, tell you right on hand right now, it take a lot of courage for folks to come on. They on the line, but I guess it take a hell of a lot of courage to speak online. Let's try area code 601. Area code 601. Do you have a comment or question you'd like to add to the program or for Michael Ford?
I hear that person.
Nothing there either. We hear them, but nothing there either. So, Ford, let me ask you, what was the most challenging part? You talked about this transitioning from college to NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the transition from high school to college. What was the hardest thing making that transition from LSU to pro?
Learning what a pro is. And then figuring out you're not enough. Like, but, you know, a professional man is literally a mindset that transition into an action. Like, we think first a professional is working hard. No, professional is a mindset. So learning that I did not have a mindset of a professional, that transition was very, very challenging. And then hindsight right now, knowing like, man, it was discouraging not knowing how to get it because I didn't know anybody in that lane. I didn't know anybody that is doing what I'm doing. And, you know, most people be like, well, you got a bunch of people don't understand in the NFL. You're now a professional. So any move that you make, you're taking food off somebody's plate. They got a family. Most people don't want to share too much because you're taking away from my family. If you get cut, that detrimental to my family. I don't know what's going to happen. So having to learn on your own how to be a professional, that was devastating. That was very, very challenging to me, and not knowing that I didn't have it.
Was at any point, well, I'm sure there was, but you could speak on it for yourself, that you were afraid that, you know, I just may not make it. I'm just not good enough. Did you ever feel defeated?
Not good enough. I never felt that. I don't know if this makes sense, but if you ever swim before, it's not that you're not strong enough to swim. It's the pressure of swimming that wears you out. So it was actually the pressure of learning, understanding. It was overwhelming because I was playing catch up. The moment when you're playing catch up, the moment you learn, something new is already going on. Every time you learn, it's always something new. So the weight of catching up was the fear of everything.
I hope y'all getting these jewels that this that Michael Ford is saying tonight. The thing he is saying and talking about, and we could just really talk about that right there, because you can apply that moment to your own life. Because I personally believe, I know in my own life, and I often tell this to Fletcher, I feel like I'm always playing catch up, because it's so much I miss in my growing years. It's so much I wasn't privy to. You see, that's the thing. That is the thing. That it's not that anyone who out there listens, it's not that you're not good enough. It's not that you're not worth it. A lot of it, you just weren't. Something weren't presented before you and to you for you to know. And so now when you know, it's like he said, you know it now, but guess what? Somebody knew it 5 years ago before you. Somebody knew it 10 years before you. Go ahead, old man.
And elaborate on that. The part people don't understand, I always tell kids when I'm talking to them is, man, once you know it, the exercise of it is not overnight. For me to actually live what I'm saying now, now I'm playing catch up to living this. It's not, I know it now, but now I have to actually tattoo it in my mind and my life. That becomes overwhelming, because now every day I got to.
That's a new process. A new process, right? Because once you know it, now you have to.
The living part is that, you know, learning it is easy. You know what I'm saying? Learning
Correct.
And stuff. Yeah, that's the easy part, to read it. But to live it and study it, you know what I'm saying? And,
that's hard.
Saying? Wake up.
That's
and,
repetition,
because yeah,
we don't realize.
That repetition.
We don't realize, man, you do the same thing maybe 10 years before you actually be like, well, you see yourself and be like, you know, I was really doing that?
Yeah.
I was really doing that.
Yeah.
Like 10 years went by, you now can see yourself.
That's the miles you, you know what I'm saying, you're putting in. You know, when you hear somebody say you put them 5,000 hours to come to that point. But let me ask you a question, Mike, and I'm going to elaborate. I want to elaborate more, like, on that professionalism and, you know, you catching up. It was so fast. I know, God bless me, to know some NFL players, and I remember I had one young dude, you know, rest in peace. I remember he called me. He was at Jacksonville. He went to Jacksonville. He's played on the practice squad. Then I remember he got to go to the New York Giants. And I remember he called me one time, and he said, "Man, I was some big time receiver at that time." He said, "Man, I'm about to go to the fight in Las Vegas. We're going with the dudes in the NFL." And my partner, he's telling me, I'm like, "Man, what?" And I was telling him, like, "Man, why are you going there when you just got there? You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be in the lab." And he was like, "Nah, man, I'm cool. I'm like, "Nah, man, I'm telling you, man, you don't need to go on that trip. You know, you need to stay and get your stuff on." And he couldn't understand it. But later on, like you said, take to go through something. Man, he went on there, stayed all night, and, man, like next week, his foot was messed up. You know what I'm saying? For being out, you know. And I try to, you know, he didn't understand because he just enjoying the moment. You know what I'm saying? He enjoying just all this stuff rushing. So elaborate on the professionalism, like you're saying, and that, you know, how things coming fast. Give me the examples of, like, what you meant by professionalism.
So like in the NFL, now it's a job. You know, we think high school, college, nah, there ain't no job. You got somebody hand and foot telling you what to do, how to do it. Man, when you walk in the NFL locker room, I pay you to figure all this out. I ain't coming to tell you what to do, how to do it. Man, there ain't no coach calling your phone, don't go out tonight. Man, that don't exist. There ain't no strength trainer like in college to tell you, we're going to work out Monday through Friday, you're going to do this, how you take care of your body. No. No, I pay you to figure it out. So being a professional is all about learning the mindset of how to take care of your life and your environment. And one big thing I learned, man, is the scariest thing is that nobody taught me is how to ask questions. Like, nobody taught me how to ask a question. That's the most fearful thing to do, is to raise your hand because you feel like you look stupid. But a real professional, he does not leave the room he don't walk in the room without a notebook, and he's not leaving that room without questions. Because questions is the seed to answers. If you don't know and you walk away not knowing, you're an amateur. Your professional got a notepad and he's walking in that room every single day taking notes, asking questions, figuring out how to get better. Because a professional is always in the state of executing. The amateur is waiting. Put it like this. A professional is never on the reaction. He's proactive. He's always acting. The amateur is waiting for the perfect time, looking around. Oh, this is a sunny day. Now I can go out there and work. Nah, the amateur, son, playing, he executing it every single day. And he's looking for these answers. He's looking for these questions. He has his notepad. He's documenting everything. He's not waiting for his boss to tell him. He's bringing the answers to his boss. And that's, you know, like you said, information we don't know. We look at life. People that get paid is the people that solve problems. Not the people that create problems. The amateur create problems. The professional, he solves the problem.
And let me just put it in layman's terms for people who are not football players, sports players at all. In a nutshell, I think you will agree, what you are advocating is to always be a student.
Always.
Because being a student, then you will always have a mindset of wanting to know. You will always ask questions. How that happened? Why that happened? What happened if I did this? What happened if I don't do that? If I did that? With that being said, we're going to try out area code 337. We have another area code here. Let's see. Let's see what kind of luck we have. Area code 337-353, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Darnell.
You have come in a question. Oh, yeah, I hear you. Oh, yeah. Do you have a comment or question? Hello there. Well, talk to us, area code 337. At last, a brave soldier submit her soul on Word on the Street. Speak, sister.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm just great. I want to take you back to when you were 5 years old, when I was on Pikmin, and you out there playing with high school students, young men, your uncle and his friends.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you recall that?
Yes, ma'am.
Also, do you recall your uncle telling you that you would be the person that break his junior high record?
Yes, ma'am.
So I guess you know who you're talking to then, huh?
Yes, ma'am, Darnell.
Yes. So I just want to call and tell you how proud I was then and how proud I am right now. And I am proud of everything you have put your mindset to do and still doing. I love you.
Love you, too. That's my grandma, everybody.
I thought I'd give some grandma love out there with some cheers. That was a great call. It take a grandmother to have the bravery to step on the platform of national radio. But anyway, Ford, go ahead on, man. It sounded like you wanted to say something else.
Uh-uh, that wasn't me.
Okay. Anyway, before Fletcher come back in, man, I want to ask you, my brother,
mm-hmm.
my young brother,
mm-hmm.
how do you stay motivated throughout, I mean, not just football, but throughout your career from now, you've lived your life. You were a superstar in high school. You were a superstar in college. Got one wonderful accolade in NFL. And now, where you are today. And from the conversation that we have had thus far, man, it sounds like you're still hyped and you're still motivated. So I want to know, because you got something that would help someone else, how do you keep that fire burning? How do you stay motivated? What keeps Michael Ford so hyped up and so motivated today?
I can't share. One day I will share. I'll come back. God, let me release this. God asked me a question, and, you know, that question that he asked me just let me know that the way things may transpire to happen, you know, it was purposeful. So with that, I learned through that journey that, man, it ain't about me. When you know, like, you can actually help somebody reach a goal, reach their dream. And I know how that felt for me, and the knowing that God put that in me to help somebody else do that, that's more satisfying than making it to the NFL.
Brother,
excuse me,
I need you to, I need him to say that one more time. You know what you said is not about you. Friends,
somebody said
where
on
the street.
Question,
okay, where they at?
I'm right here.
What area code are you?
319?
Go right ahead, caller.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
I just want to ask a question. If you can do it all over again, what would you do different for Michael Ford?
Nothing. I've asked myself that question already. And the reason why is because, man, every bump, every bruise, every yes, every no, it came with wisdom and understanding to give away. If I could have drawn it out myself, it would have been so selfish, and at the end, I'd have been miserable. But I know one thing, like, if I change something, it alters a lot more. But I also know what I went through, I might not like it, but the experience that I have, and even with you, you could ask any question, I can give you an answer to it, whatever you want, because of I didn't turn away from a door that I didn't like. I didn't turn away from a no that I may didn't like. Those no's gave me something for somebody else. So I wouldn't take that away, because at the end, like I said before, man, God showed me it wasn't about me. Like, I allowed you to go through those doors, those yes, those no's, that fire, not for you, for the next generation and the next generation. So I wouldn't change nothing.
And that is the point I was getting ready to nail, because that is a point that Fletcher and I, we so often say on Word on the Streets, that we as people have to learn to get our ego out of the way and understand that it's really not all about us. Is more important. It's about the people you love. It's about your family. It's about the community. It's about, and for Ford now, more than, it's a given that he loves his family, but he see the world in a much wider scope. He remember what it was like growing up in a small town and how limited opportunity of mind-opening programs were available or made known available to a young boy, a girl growing up. So his the road he's on right now is not just about Michael Ford. The road we're on, when we're on this show, this road that I'm on, this road that Fletcher's on, is not just about us. It's larger and bigger than us. We have been called. You have been called. Each one of us living, breathing, we've been called to give back. Everything on this earth reproduces itself. You like corn, corn produce more corn. You like apples, apple produces more apples. We human beings are so egotistical. We get wrapped up in ourselves far too much. I am immensely overjoyed to have Michael Ford on this platform because coming from, it does. You see, what he has proven and have said, it doesn't matter if he came from football, basketball, math, science, or English. When you get to the nitty-gritty of it all, it's still about giving back. It's still not about you. I hate to break y'all, bust your bubbles today. It's not all about you, extra, like the man saying in the movie. Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. Oh, that Temptation movie, if y'all with me. I hope y'all are tracking. But the fact is, in life, stop being so hung up and serious about you and your ego and think about what you can give back. Elevate others. I'll go on the rant. Fletcher, you get me out of this rain, man. Save me right now from myself. Come on in here, Fletcher.
No, I'm good. I like the questions, man, the answers you're giving, man. Like you said, we speak on these things, man. To have somebody that's been through the fire, you know what I'm saying, that's been through these things, which, you know what I'm saying, you know, you had a lot of ups and downs, you know what I'm saying, and to see, you know, I seen you as you grow, as you grew, you know what I'm saying, especially, again, coming from a small town. I tell my spouse that all the time, man. I say it's a different animal coming from a small town. And so I commend you just on that, to build yourself out of that, man, and, you know, say certain mentalities, you know what I'm saying, and things that you were wrong at that time. So to come out of that, man, and to make it that far as you have, man, I commend you and the things you're saying. Because you can tell, like saying, I tell extraordinaire, I'm 50-something years old, you know, by 40, I never knew what I wanted to do. You know, Stronell spoke on things he wanted to do, being single. You spoke on football. And I tell my kids and other young men, I had no clue what I wanted to do. You know, so so to have that, man, that's huge. You know what I'm saying? To have that, not even just to have it, but to know it, then go after it. You know, if we look at success like, oh, because you made this money, you made this thing. No, man, to have that and then to say the best thing you said, I wouldn't change nothing. You know, I done went through that in my mind saying, man, if I can change something, you know, you go through that. Like, man, I do this, I do that when you're young especially. But when you get to that point old, you're like, nah, man, I had to go through every single thing to get to where I'm at now. That's growth.
That
you know
just,
what I'm saying?
That was your son? That was your son that asked the question?
Yeah, that was him asking that question, yeah.
Now, here's the real question that I feel to make him, to give him back what the right way to ask that question. Mm-hmm. How old is he?
18.
Tell him when you talk to him, if he want to be the most successful person in life, all he got to do is ask you at every age. And how can I be a successful 18-year-old? I think as kids, we forget sometimes that our parents was the same age as us.
Yeah.
And we can use y'all lives to piggyback off and shoot us so far. Because, like you said, I was 18. I know the mistakes I made and what I should have done.
Yeah.
Man, if I'd have did this, I'd have been 18, but really I'd have been 30.
Mm.
So him asking that question, the real question is, how can I be a successful 18-year-old? Man, ask your dad. Ask your dad, Dad, what can I do to maximize everything at 18? Dad, what can I do to maximize everything at 19? Because really, you 18, but mature-wise, you might be 15.
Okay, yeah. Yes, sir. That's true. And it's like saying, when I had the same mentor, and I mentored this one young man, and his dad played in the NFL. You know, like, and like you said, that was perfect what you said. We want to go to the outside. And that's Shoulders Training. He's always talked to me, you know, Mr. Keith, you know, I can do this with, I'm glad I could talk to you. I said, man, listen to me. I said, everything you want is right in your house. Every answer, mm-hmm. or question, whatever you need is right there in front of you. You choose not to use it or listen to it.
I mean, that's the principle. Read the Bible. Everything they wanted, the blessing was in the house.
It's right there in the house. It's everything you need. But you won't let that pride, you know, pride and humble yourself.
Correct.
And think, oh, I want to be. And like I tell them, I said, I love the competition. I love the competitive. We want you to have that, but you're pointing in the wrong direction. You know what I'm saying? The 100%. Wrong direction, you know.
Fletcher, why don't you tell the audience, what's your son's name, Fletcher?
His name, Makai Fletcher, Makai. And I got Justin, Justin also.
Right. Yeah. I wanted you to say that name because Micaiah, y'all Makai. Check him out. Makai, y'all seen some of his clips. Him catching that football, he's a beautiful picture to watch. He's a beautiful picture to watch. And, you know, without putting too much pressure on you, Fletcher, but if you could post some of those up on Facebook tonight or tomorrow so that what I'm saying, people can put my words to an image, I would appreciate that. It's beautiful to see how he run that football. And not only that, this – you know, he's good looking too, y'all. But he's a good looking young man, and he have very good character. He sound a lot like the man on the platform tonight, Michael Ford, Built to Last. Michael, this been a hell of a show tonight, man. Part two. We need to see some 504 area code on this switchboard. Every area code on here is 337. Leesville is in the house. But Leesville.
Excuse me. You have a comment on 337-400.
If I do, they can speak. Let's see. I can't. Let's see. I got a lot of. Okay. Let's see. It's open. They can talk. Area code 337-400. Time is ticking. What say you?
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air on Word on the Streets. Speak.
We can't have no dead air, baby. Come on, speak to us, baby. Speak. Come on, say what you got to say.
Yeah.
You shy on this mic.
That's the problem right there.
Mike, tell us, because Mike coming back Wednesday, tell us how people can get in touch with you, man. You know what I'm saying? On your site. Because we're going to get even deeper tomorrow, Wednesday, man, because what you're doing
right,
now. I know
we
spoke about the past. We spoke about things, but we're going to hit more about what he's doing now. Man,
and
we're going
to let your hair down Wednesday.
Your mindset, man, like you're saying, what you're saying about the mind. And I know you talk about my son, and I tell him all the time, it's not about the football, it's just a second. You know what I'm saying? There's other things before that. You know, football is second, third, fourth, fifth. You know what I'm saying? But there's other things, the growth, man, and I got your jersey in my home, man. My wife, we got two dear jerseys with the thing, but, you know, I show them the football, but I tell them the other things about Mike. You know what I'm saying? I don't talk about no football because your football show.
You hear that music, it's coming to an end.
Yeah, but we got to film the show. So, man, let's come Wednesday. Give me where you can find you at. Let's come back Wednesday. Where you can find you at.
My Instagram.
Ford, take us out,
shows
man.
Everything.
Tell us.
My Instagram is Ford's Field. You can find me on Ford's Field. It shows everything I'm doing, mentoring, training, going back to Leesville. I also got a doing right now a scholarship talk, which really is really about mentoring. Like you said, it's not about just football, but it's taking a professional approach to everything. What a scholarship is for. A scholarship is exchanged for your ability, your size and your knowledge. That's what they're giving scholarships for. So we talk about that. How do you access all of those things, or how do you find those things? So my Instagram, Forrest Field, talks about all that and share all the things that I'm doing.
And we will see y'all Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Be here, be there. Word on the streets. Amazing Keith Fletcher, Michael Ford, extraordinaire. See you Wednesday, 7 p.m.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.